Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape on your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Some 3-4 weeks ago, everywhere I go, I tell people, I said, I have only one message for the moment. And I realized that's the way God is dealing with me for some time now. So you give me all your topics, it's good. A lot of times I'll go back and do research and research for your topic. He says, what have I told you to meditate upon? Find it there. So anywhere you hear me preaching, it may be changing with my meditation, but mostly what I'm meditating is what I preach. You know what? Because ministry is from the heart, not the words you just speak. The words that don't come from heart don't produce. They will sound good. Good English, good grammar, good diction. But if it's heart-to-heart connection, there'll be healing. And when I say healing, there'll be healing of physical bodies. There'll be healing of marriages. There'll be healing of minds. There'll be healing of finances. What the Word of God does is that it heals to restore. That's why the Bible says God is spirit. And they that are worshiping God, how can you worship spirit if you don't do it in the spirit? Come on. So they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. And so for me to be told from the lips of the Creator himself that God is spirit and that he expects me to, oof, I feel the fire. That's what happens. It's flowing from the inside. You see the God of my, you see the King of my heart that we sing about. You see, according to the power that works in you that we're talking about. Now, and that's exactly what Jesus meant when he said, the words I speak, it's not of my own authority. So when I speak by his authority, that is, I speak his word, he does the works. How can I speak by his authority if I'm only speaking from the natural? So I find a definition for every topic you give me in that meditation going on in my heart. I've been somewhere to preach empowerment. I found it there. I've been somewhere to preach kingdom impossibilities. I found it there. I've been somewhere to preach supernatural, yes. I found it there. So give me your topic today. It won't change what I want to say. It will take care of it. That's the way God does it. So you see, my life is easier because I don't have to impress anybody anymore. I don't. Honest, I don't. As long as I can hear him and echo him, there will be results. And that's the best way to do it. That's the real way of doing it. I feel the fire. It's like I carry it in my hand. Jesus said, if you don't believe that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, believe me for the works' sake. Come on. He does the works. So I was able to speak last Sunday on Christian consciousness. The same thing. Howbeit, I can get other scriptures to say the same thing. So today I want to continue. Again, let's go back to John 14. Let me take it from 11. Or from 10. Do you not believe that I'm in the Father? You know, we've been preaching this for a while, so go get all the tapes. 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Hallelujah. Now, if you pause there and go and look at what Paul was saying in Acts 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing what? And healing all who are oppressed of the devil. And then you hear Jesus from in this same chapter, said, see, the works that I do, you will do. And greater works than these, you will do. He wasn't speaking to angels. He wasn't speaking to animals. He was speaking to human beings, those who believe, you and I. Believe me, verse 11, that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. 12, most assuredly, Jesus speaking. Oh, I feel the fire. And I just want God to help me all the time. Say, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater work than these, he will do. Because I go to my Father. 13, and whatever you ask in my name, those who believe in him, those who now know that I'm in him and he's in me, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Somebody, please, you've heard it long enough. For 5 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks running, I think it's time for you to do it. Put it to practice. And let something change permanently in your life. Because if you get results once, you'll know that this is real. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now 14:14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We give God the glory. Jump down quickly, then he talks about the Holy Spirit. You know, that is needed. You know why? Because he had to bring that in so that you can understand that he wasn't saying that the way you see him, Jesus born of Mary and the full-grown grown-up man of 30, 33, will come in and jump into her. Boom! No, it's by the Holy Spirit. Ay, 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 ay. God will dwell inside of you by the Spirit. And it's as real as God dwelling inside of Jesus Christ when he was walking the face of the earth with them. I feel the fire again. I'm defining Christian, the Christian today. Let's jump to 20 quickly. At that day, you know, he was still talking. That's it. Now, as away from when he was speaking, that is in the future, at that day, you will know that I am in my Father. Now, you see, he started with, I'm in the Father is in me, believe it. Come on, come on. Now he has now got into a place where their understanding can accommodate it. And what would they accommodate at this point? That now it's not just I in the Father, you will be in me, and I will be in the Father, and the Father in me. So what you will say on earth will be his word, and you will see miracles. That day you will know that I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me, and I in you. So that's the much I want to take from here. So with that understanding, I would like you to, why did Jesus come to the earth? To save us from our sins. Yes. Yes. But you see, what did our sin, what has our sin, one word, what has our sin done? That is the sin nature. What has it done? It has separated us from God. It's a separation. Come on, is somebody here with me? And can I be frank with you? In the spirit, separation is the way death is described. In the spirit realm, death that makes us cry, doesn't make them cry, it is separation. So what happened in Garden of Eden was a separation of the man's spirit from God. Man decided to turn against God and align with the spirit of the devil. And that's why it caused death. here on earth, it is, it interprets to dying. A man is a tripartite being, is a spirit being. He has a soul, his personality. He lives in a flesh. Death on earth is when the man, the spirit and the soul, leaves the body. Separation. That is death on earth. But that person continues to be. Call it in the life beyond. Mm-hmm. But not here anymore. Hello? So what happens when she was unbeliever? She was a tough girl. Tough girl as unbeliever. She's a Holy Ghost filled fire woman now. So what happened when that tough Susie had an encounter with Jesus? Her spirit being became one with God's spirit. God's spirit came to inhabit her spirit. Something beyond reproach. Holy as God is holy. So now we have our soul and her body. And when the influence of that spirit becomes evident on the soul through praying, through the word of God, that's where the washing takes place. He says it corrects all psychic misnomers. And what does that mean? That means, hey, hello, are you hearing me? Her personality has been affected. But the flesh is still in contact with the world. That's how we recognize her. And the flesh still wants to do what flesh will do. And the flesh says, I can have malaria. I can lust. I can cheat. In fact, I want to do it. Then right from inside, he says, I can hear the voice of the flesh. But I don't speak the voice of the flesh. I speak the voice of my Creator. Because I speak not by my own authority. And then she speaks the voice of her Creator. And she overcomes. Whatever the devil has to offer is overcome. But she's still your friend. But she's separated now. She's different from you. She's a winner. She overcomes. She's an overcomer. Ooh, I feel the fire. You see the God in her spirit coming out, coming out, coming out. And it doesn't just stop there. The Bible says the same spirit that raised the corpse of Jesus Christ. He got in there and dwells right there. That's what you carry. And he says, yes, it will flow out, but it begins by quickening your mortal body. Is somebody hearing me? So how do you define a Christian? One with the Spirit of God on the inside. Are you following me? Okay. So she speaks that word and she overcomes. Miracles begin to happen. But she started from the inside. And then the healing of the Spirit makes you one with the Spirit of God. Now she's a branch on the vine, which Jesus said, he's the branch that you are, he's the vine that you are surely his branch. The works of Jesus, you see it as her fruits. Jesus is not physically here anymore, but he's still here. How? We are his body. We are his living, pulsating, breathing, walking body on earth. We I feel the fire all over my hand. That is what defines Christianity. Is a life conjoined with the life of God. So it quickens our mortal body, so no sickness can stand. In the name of Jesus. How does she get that going? Speak what God speaks from the inside. Keep on speaking what God is speaking from the inside. Mesmerize the experts. I feel the fire. And then quickly, her mortal body is one. Then number two, out of her belly. Jesus said it. What flows? Life. So God wants to manifest. He did it when Jesus was walking the earth. Now we are many. Kilo day. You see the Christianity of nowadays. All this, it's true what you are saying. But this is still the body of Christ. Can we let them know who they are and what they have? I just felt the fire. And see whether they will not begin to conform through transformation to that very image. I feel the fire again. I believe that many healings are taking place right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus, and every walls or barriers are falling now. Amen. They are crumbling in the name of Jesus. Africa has their own native science. Serious ones. They have other parts of the world too. So when they call your name in the night, call your name in the night, don't answer. Oh, because once you answer, hey! Now hear me. Are you born again? Malabo Shandra Baba, are you born again? Yes. Your spirit and his spirit are one. When they call you, he will answer, yes. Let's see who will run to trouble. Because I know that my spirit and his spirit are one. He will answer you. But if you don't know, then once they call, and the person appears in the water, he will die. What if Jesus should? Jesus just smiled to them. Hey, trouble for them. Except they repent. It's what you know. Esha, deliverance going on now. I mean it. Deliverance going on now. I'm going to go to fuck by. In the name of Jesus. I know what I'm talking about. I know. But I know it's just a little bit. Morty. Hey, you only just so I know. He won't use dogs. He won't use horses. He will use human beings. You are qualified. In the name of Jesus. That's what I'm saying. You are Christians. You are. Help me tap your neighbor. This is your turn. In the name of Jesus. That's coming for you. You see, because you tapped your neighbor, can you see what is happening? I didn't tap your neighbor, you tapped your neighbor. Can you see what is happening? Can you see what is happening? Because you heard me say it's your turn and you echoed what I said. I heard God tell them it's your turn and I said it and you said what God has said. And you see trouble for the devil, you see deliverance. Speak the word, he does the works. See what God did? He allowed that young lady. Say, practice it. Uh-huh. So, you see what's happening? Out of my belly. You have over-respected the devil. Let the turnaround begin today in the name of Jesus. I've not said anything new. I'm only trying to let you know who you are. I mean, we're reading from the Bible. So now, went from our promise, or from our word for the month, he said, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ever ask or think. It's only according to the power that works in you. You understand it now? And remember, the works I do, you will do because you believe. And greater works than this shall you do. And remember, whatever you ask in my name. So if you don't know how to practicalize what you are saying, see, now that I know that I'm in him and he's in me and we are in God, because the Bible makes it clear, see, my life is hidden with God in Christ. Oh, shalama. That's all Paul talked about. That's all he preached. That's the mystery of all mysteries, beginning from the Gentiles. That's the whole of the New Testament. And yet, you begin to wonder, say, what have we been teaching ourselves? What? And we boast of what we are teaching and we compete each other. But this is it. God wants to dwell in you. You are his dwelling place. That's Christianity. How can you be his dwelling place? And of course, there are heavenly. Hell to know. And if you are his dwelling place, anywhere you appear, he manifests favor. You must be favored. It is him you carry. As long as I'm in the world, he said, I am the light of the world. And then, of course, in his teaching, said, you are the light of the world. Now he's seated in the heavenly places. He's still here. How? You are still the light. You are still him shining as the light. I asked myself the question. I said, if in the time of Joseph, Joseph entered and the hope is changed. Joseph didn't have him inside. He had him with him. He only had him with him. I have him in me. He's with me. He's all over me. He's on me. So how much more you? That you see, because everything we do is by faith. If we don't know, we can't exercise faith there. But if we know, then we can exercise our faith, believe him. God is always speaking concerning you. Always. Pastor, who will tell me, like you told them, read the Bible. The Holy Ghost himself will tell you. And that's better than any man can tell you. So, how much more me? Hear what he said in his test run. Sending the 12, sending the 70. Whatever house you get to, you will see. You will what? Come on, talk to me. You will what? You will what? I can't hear you. You will what? So why do you do anything before saying? Why do you get so worried before saying? Your engagement is first by what? Saying. What do you say? Peace. So all your dealings there will be governed by God's. See, because if a child of peace is in that system, your peace will rest on him. That will take charge. What if there is none? You won't be worried or ruffled. Your peace will what? Return to you. Can you see the way it works? So everywhere they went, they didn't speak by their own authority. They spoke what he spoke. Peace. So in your marriage, peace. Pastor said peace in my marriage. Yes. But have you said it yourself over your marriage? In your finances, peace. In the name of Jesus. In your health, peace. In the name of Jesus. In your businesses, peace. In the name of Jesus. In your career, peace. In the name of Jesus. Okay, one last scripture. I'll just mention the others, but I'll open to only one. Now you can appreciate what Paul meant when he says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. What he was saying is that my flesh and all has come to a place of total submission. Starting from the inside, it has affected my spirit, man, my soul, and my flesh. So the life, but nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but what? Christ, the what? So the life you now see and appreciate is the life, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave. Or how do you explain Christ in you, the hope of glory? It's always the hope of glory because you are daily becoming more and more like Jesus. So glory is guaranteed. God's glory is guaranteed. Or how do you explain Paul saying, my little children, overwhelm my labor until Christ be fully formed in them? Character, action. My last reference is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. I'll stop there. Amplified version, I'll stop with that. You see, I'm confident in the name of Jesus that as you live here today, you'll be controlling and commanding some breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. I mean it. In the name of Jesus. As a child of God, anywhere you are, the spirit in you is the spirit of God. It takes authority, it takes over. But you've got to understand and allow him to. He does not usurp authority. But if you are saying, take charge, he will take charge. And so the challenge is that many are born again and they are imprisoning Jesus in their spirit, man. You are caging him by your fears, but it's time to let him loose. Cooperate with him and see him move like you've never seen before. Not only in your life, in your generation. In the name of Jesus. So, for this reason, verse 14, seeing the greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ. Now he's talking about the body of, where his body, different members coming together. So I like this. For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan, the point that people don't see it, by which you are built together in Christ. I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go on. For whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, the Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. Go on. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory. So where this will be done from, the resources to do what he wants to do with you is not exhaustible. It is out of the treasury of his glory. To be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power. Where? In your inner man. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ever think, ask, or think, according to the power that works where? In you. In your inner man, by the Holy Spirit, himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. Did you see that? That this Holy Ghost will not just come into you and just be power inside you. He will influence your personality. Amen. He will influence your faculties. Amen. He will even influence your bones and your veins and your blood. Because when I lay hands on you, it is not just my spirit. It's through my physical body. I lay hands. So it flows. May Christ through faith actually dwell. You see what I mean? He says, that day you will know that I'm in the Father and you are in me, I'm in you. Actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. Yes. That you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all saints, God's devoted people, that is the experience of that love. Many talk of that love, but they've not experienced it like, you know, like we should. And what is the breadth, length, and depth? Yes, yes. And height. That you may really come to know practically, through experience for yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness, that you will be filled from your spirit man to your flesh with God. May have the richest measure of divine presence. So how does it translate? If I'm really filled with God, that's when I enter and all eyes can't leave me. That's why when I enter, every inhibiting force begins to realign themselves, moving out of the way. That's why when I enter, they'll say, glory followed him into this place. That's why whatever they commit to me, they see it prosper everywhere. They say, hush. Like Daniel, like Joseph, come on. You are superior to that. Can you see how much of a Christian you are? What I mean by that is that you have this capacity. Fool! Will you let it lie dormant? Don't you think it's time to start to actualize stuff? Christ in you is a guarantee of the glory of God. Guarantee. And how does this play out in the physical life? Presence. His presence. That's what makes the difference in everything we do. His presence. That's what David would say, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I am confident of his presence. Where people expect to die, that's when I see tables. Presence. And become a body wholly filled and flooded. Can you see? Wholly filled and flooded with God. Shalabo Shandaraba. Osotemia Shanda. I like the looks on your faces. You say, is this me? Yes, this is you. This is who you are. This is what we are capable of. How? Speak. Say what he says. Stop defining your problem anymore. Stop describing the issues anymore. Say what he says. And let him do what only him can do. Shall we rise? Why don't you give him praise and give him honor? And if you are saying something now, begin to say it clearly to him. Begin to say it clearly to him, because miracles have started. You are not going out there the way you came in. Something must have shifted. Something definitely good has started. In the name of Jesus. Definite recoveries have begun. Talk to him. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus said. He said to me, Tayo, you are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill. That's why I'm in the name of Jesus. I guarantee you in the name of Jesus that as you step out of that place, something new. That is, you are not living to live without a definite change. that has started and would never stop to continue. In the name of Jesus, you are a child of God, bought with a price, loved so dearly, empowered by the Holy Spirit, carrying Jesus in your body, in your spirit being. You know what somebody says? He says, let me tell you what this Christian stuff is all about. God wants to inhabit, not just to have a dwelling place on earth, which is yes, but he wants to have the right of action through your body. Jesus is Lord. I give him praise. Can I say something to someone here? By this coming Sunday, as you go practice who you are, in the name of Jesus, you have an outstanding testimony to give. In the name of Jesus, the dimension of favor you are going to see, you have never seen before. In the name of Jesus, the dimensions of healings you are going to see, you've never seen before. It will start with your body, and then you will have zero tolerance for people suffering. And all you need to do is to hearken in the name of some, before you lay your hand, you will see them recovering. Why? Because it's a burden in your heart. What I didn't say when we were reading the Amplified Bible is that he said that Christ, look, he said that Christ may what be that Christ will be formed in your heart, and you now being fully established in love, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. And that you being fully established in love, do you know what that means? Jesus is love. God is love. They don't have love. So if love dwells inside of you, love will move you. Now it's easy to see. And Jesus moved with compassion. Moved with compassion. Love moves people. Moves people to do for people. It just moves people to do for people. So love just moves you to do for people. He moves you to do for people. He just moves you to do for people. Because when you see people, compassion, and something happens. You know why? Love cannot fail. Yes, sir. The best of your moments have just started. In the name of Jesus, what normally kills people will see you and flee. In the name of Jesus, the Egyptian that is obstinate will be buried behind you. In the name of Jesus, the wretched that is boasting in front of you will flee. When no man pursues in the name of Jesus, because you carry the creator of the heavens and the earth right inside of your spirit, and he's flowing through you, because out of your belly flows rivers of living waters. You will never go begging. In the name of Jesus, you can't be filled with compassion for people and God will leave you to be he won't leave you in destitution. Never. He will provide for you all you need to manifest his character, to manifest his nature. That's the God we serve. Oh, I just thank God for being a Christian. I thank God for the opportunity to be saved. Glory be to God in the highest. Aren't you glad you are born again? Aren't you glad you are born again? Glory be to God in the highest. Aren't you glad you are born again? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm born again. Some of us didn't even look qualified at all, but somehow he saved us. Glory be to God in the highest. I'm glad I'm born again. 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 Glory be to God in the highest. You will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus. You'll be there doing your grandchildren's weddings. As the demon is too weak. Some are saying, that's not for me because I'm not married. It has overtaken all the struggle for marriage. You will marry. You will see your grandchildren's. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give a praise. We give you honor.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.